presented by B Matters, with host Jacqueline Peterson and Dr. Haley Estrom.
Feeding does matter.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Feeding Does Matter. I'm Jacqueline Peterson, CEO of Feeding Matters. And today you just have me. We had a bit of a disruption in our schedule. So we thought instead of not putting out a podcast this week, that we would just kind of do a state of the state little chat between you and I. And so, you know, there's so much going on at Feeding Matters. We are doing so much and the community is doing so much. We're always looking for people to get involved in this work with us. We cannot do it alone. We are small but mighty and we do a lot and we have a lot of reach, but we also have incredible volunteers and community councils that are out there doing amazing things as well. And we'll continue to share the things that's happening on the ground and at the local level, but wanted to just share some of our internal Feeding Matters stuff. So first up is conference. Conference happened in February, but we do have on-demand available through April. And there is a lot of content, so make sure you're saving that time to be able to get everything that you want. The committee did an amazing job in putting together all of that, and they just worked so hard to make sure you all got what you wanted out of conference. The next thing is, as you know, it's our 20th anniversary, and we have amazing things planned for our 20th anniversary. You probably see our Throwback Thursdays happening on social. But we are doing our big celebration for this 20-year milestone in October, officially on October 8th. We are doing an event called Feeding X, Big Ideas in Feeding. And really, it's about, we've done this for 20 years. We think that we've been able to really help support the field advancing. And we know that the next 20 years and the next world of feeding development and feeding disorders and feeding differences needs so many more ideas. And we know that it's not just us doing this work. You all are doing important and amazing work. And you all have important ideas that need to get out there for other people to pick up and run with you on. And so we're really excited because this will be a live speaker event where it's, you know, storytelling ideas, 4 to 6 speakers. And that'll be happening October 8th at Phoenix Art Museum. If you can't join us here in Arizona, you will be able to live stream it from wherever you're at. So we're really excited about that. And that's kind of that kickoff for 20th anniversary week, because we will also have a golf range party, if you happen to like golf, and then a play date, Heidi's family play date, where it can be parents and caregivers together with their kids. Really good time to be with each other. As a digital community, it's hard for us to make those in-person things happen. So we wanted to make sure we did that for this 20th anniversary week. The start of Feeding Matters was truly about starting parent-to-parent connection. And that's the heart of our organization. So we wanted to make that a part of this week. And then we will end the week with a Feed the Cause Gala, which is our Arizona signature event, open to anyone who wants to come out here in Arizona and enjoy that with us. It will be a fun evening together. It's a fundraising event, but everybody always has a lot of fun. There's different chefs and different tastings, and it's just such a great event. So that is our celebration week for 20 years of Feeding Matters. Other things that I wanted to share, May is PFD and ARFID Awareness Month. This month was a way for us to be able to start having the conversation and really get the conversation out there further about PFD and ARFID. And so we have been so encouraged at how many people have been able to share and scream from the rooftops about how important these issues are. And so we're excited to do that again with you this May. This May will look similar. We're going to try to do those weeks again and really encourage everybody to either share the things that we're putting out, create your own, share on your own. You know, we don't own PFD or ARFID. We really just try to advocate for both conditions. And so whatever you can do, would love for you to do. We also, as part of Awareness Month, have a fundraising campaign called It's Not Picky Eating. And so you'll hear more about that from our communications. But this is a time for us to be able to raise funds to continue this work. And a lot of that comes from our community and really allowing our community to share how important this work is with their friends and their family and their network. And so that's what we are asking everybody to do during that Awareness Month fundraising campaign. And then a few other updates that I have that you may have seen in some of my letters, if you get my letter via email. So we are so excited because we have been working with the consortium for Feeding Matters, the Person and Family-Centered Feeding Research Consortium is their official new name, to really be inclusive of all the perspectives that they have and want to have on that consortium. They have been working for 2 years on really making this happen. And so they are in their next phase. And as a launch pad for that next phase, their research priorities recently got published in the Journal of Pediatrics, and that is available free to access, because I know sometimes that's very challenging to access publications, free to access online until the end of the month of April. So you have about 30 more days or so. So go get it and really read their priorities. We will still continue to share about them and reference the publication. But huge, huge work that they did to make that happen. And truly, honestly, it was just such a moment of pride at how much this group has accomplished. They now have a publication that will share with the world what they, as people and families affected by these conditions, really want to see from the research. And we are hoping that that'll help guide the research as well. And that looking like all of the 7 questions shared, but also those 3 themes shared, really about access, about support, and about best practices. So super excited and so proud of them for their publication. And then the last thing that you may have seen that I really wanted to talk about, and we'll talk about these further when we have other people on the pod, but is the Center for Feeding Ethics. And that is launched. It's a system change initiative. So ideally, it would be great to have a research center at some point in the future. But right now, it's a system change initiative. It's like our other system change initiatives where we get together and we really try to figure out what levers in the system do we need to pull. This is one of those. And so it's a system change initiative that is being done in collaboration with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And so we are so grateful to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta because they funded this project because they knew that it was that important. And so that project is very exciting. We will be listening to the community from all of the different perspectives. There are so many different perspectives in the feeding disorder and difference world. And it's really important that we hear the community and be able to share what we're hearing from the community, and in the hopes that we pursue best practices, but best practices that really honor everybody involved, the people affected, the families affected, the parents affected, as well as other disciplines and setting dependent, community settings versus hospital settings, all of those different things. It's really important for us to understand where everybody's at. How can we pursue best practices, acknowledging all of those different perspectives and moving the field forward? And I mean, we have dreams and dreams of what this will turn into, but that is the project that is currently being pursued by the Center for Feeding Ethics. And so we will definitely have ways for you to get involved in that project. It is really important for us that this is done in partnership with our community. We will be working to keep you updated and apprised all of the time about this. If you didn't attend the conference, our keynote was John Leisiker, who is an ethicist, and he really kicked off the conference and kicked off the Center for Feeding Ethics as well by really diving into ethical considerations in feeding and really about, like, what are some of the things that we need to be thinking about as we pursue this effort. We know that we're going to be opening up a lot as we listen to the community, but then we also know that we're going to be hopefully building bridges and working on how can we in collaboration move this field forward. So super excited for all of that. We just have a lot of things going on, but all of the volunteers of Feeding Matters, all of you that are just fans and supporters, I just truly, from the bottom of my heart, cannot thank you enough. We are only here because of you and your impact and all of the incredible people that serve on the Executive Council for the Feeding Alliance or any committee within the Feeding Alliance, or even if you just find yourself on the listserv of the Feeding Alliance or attending our social media or volunteering as a parent in all of our different volunteer areas. And so, or on the Community Council. I hope I didn't forget something, but we are just so grateful, and we're super excited about this year. We are just pumped at everything that we get to accomplish, need to accomplish, feel busy, but it's always such an amazing experience to feel busy for something that you care so deeply for, and that is truly what I'm passionate about, is this work. And so Thank you for listening. We will see you with a full episode next week. And enjoy the rest of the week. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
When supporting a loved one with feeding differences, it's easy to feel like you're alone. At Feeding Matters, our hope is for you to find the community, resources, and support that you need. Through our Power of Two parent-to-parent mentoring program, parents in need of support are matched with one of our volunteer family coaches who have lived experience with their own child and can offer emotional support, resources, and guidance to lessen the isolation that families often face with pediatric feeding disorder, as well as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder. Families can request a one-time phone call or a three-month or six-month match by filling out the request form on our website. A family coach will make contact via text or email first to set up a phone or video call, typically within 2 to 3 days. For more information, please contact us at 623-242-5234, extension 1, or at feedingmatters.org. And please remember, you're not alone.